You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. Nurse Maria Streamer was so troubled by seeing such a situation in the emergency room, she told her engineer husband they had to develop a device that would alert parents before it was too late. Grant Streamer is a sensors expert and did some research.
So we did some proof of concept work. The idea worked. Did an IP landscape. The idea hadn't been done before. We also checked Amazon, because if you can buy it, then it's already out there. So we did that, and we saw the idea was free and clear. So we filed a patent, made some proof of concept prototypes, started taking that idea a little further, created an app, launched an Indiegogo campaign. So it's been really a grassroots effort over the last few years.
What they came up with is fairly simple: communication between a sensor in the car seat and your phone.
It's about the size of a hockey puck. We could have made it smaller, but we really needed something that fit in the car seat and didn't jostle around and was big enough that the button would compress down. So we have it set up so that it'll fit in car seats underneath the pad in the seat.
Streamer says it relies on Bluetooth technology that you don't have to pair with your phone. There's a computer chip the size of a stamp that fits into a circuit board with a battery. It sends out a signal. If it can't connect with your phone, it eventually will alert you.
So after 50 meters, your phone recognizes, yep, your phone no longer sees the device. And so Apple makes the phone wait about a minute and a half before it starts sending notifications. So once we reach that distance and a minute and a half goes by, notifications start happening every minute until you acknowledge them.
Like this. The notification says, just a friendly reminder you are traveling with your child. Streamer says you don't have to be forgetful to benefit. He says his wife came across something called perspective memory.
People believe they do things because of their routine and habit. So in their minds, like, I did do this. It was something on my checklist. And then they're like, I can't believe it. I actually did leave my kid in the car. And as she's been going through this, there have been a lot of people that reached out to her and said, I would never tell anyone this because it would make me seem like a bad person that, yeah, I did leave my kid in the car. Nothing happened, but I can see why we would need this kind of technology.
There are some cars with notifications to check the back seat, but Streamer says not all have it.
You know, in the next 10 years, you're going to see automotive companies responding, because when we did our patent landscape, there was a lot of things that car companies have done, but they put it on the shelf for whatever reason. And, you know, even if they do come out with that in the next 10 years, you still have all of these cars that just don't have that technology. And really, it's peace of mind for responsible people, because we're not trying to market this just to people who are very forgetful. We could all forget, and it just takes one time.
The latest national data shows an average of 37 kids die in hot cars every year. Streamer would like to get the backseat buddy, as it's called, on the market next summer. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.